إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We thank Allah Azza wa Jal for allowing us to reach the final days of this blessed month of Ramadan, the month of forgiveness, the month of mercy. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal that He allows us to take advantage of that which remains of the month. For indeed, our Lord Tabaraka Ta'ala wants ease for us, as Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you, He does not want difficulty for you. So it's upon us to be grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal that He's allowed us to enter into this month. And it's also upon us to be grateful to Allah that He has allowed us to see and reach the final days of the month, which are the best days. It's upon us to be grateful. Our Lord Baraka Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. When your Lord declared, if you are grateful, Allah would increase you. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to increase us from His tawfiq and to bless us in these final days of the month of Ramadan. It's upon a believer during these final days to perform an assessment of him or herself. What have they reached in this month? What have they performed in this month? And likewise, what have they been negligent of in this month? Indeed, the way of the believer is that he seeks nearness to his Lord. You have those that are going forward, and you have those that are remaining behind. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَقْدِمِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمْنَا الْمُسْتَخِّرِينَ. Verily we know those who are going forward, and verily we know those who are going backward. Allah Ta'ala said, لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمَ أَوْ يَتَأَخَّرَ. For those who want to go forward, or those who want to stay behind. So the way of the believer in these last few days of Ramadan is for him to be honest with himself. It's for him to be honest with himself. And for him to realize the great ni'mas of Allah. As Allah says, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَنْ تُحْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah, you would not be able to count all of them. But indeed, it is upon us to be grateful to Allah for this tremendous blessing. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Everyone is well aware of himself. So it's upon you, O servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, to be honest with yourself in these last few days. And from that which is very apparent, if we are listening to this lecture, is the fact that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has had mercy on us to reach these final days. This is only from the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, His tremendous blessings upon us. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, speaking about the statement of the believers, all praise be to Allah who has guided us to this. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَحْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. And we would have not been guided to this if Allah did not guide us to it. So this is the mercy of Allah, the fact that we are able to listen to this lecture, and we have entered into the last 10 days of Ramadan, means that Allah has shown mercy on us. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala could have took us a long time ago. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala could have distracted us from all forms of good a long time ago. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala could have decreed that any and all forms of distractions were placed in front of us, and we would have not had the opportunity to reach these days, nor to benefit from something, to benefit from the reminder. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Allah Ta'ala said, say, by the merits of your Lord and His mercy, this is that which you should be grateful for. This is that which you should be happy for. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, the mercy of your Lord. Say, the bounties of your Lord. this is that which you should be grateful for, this is that which you should be happy for, this is better than that which the people gather in the earth. This is better than that which the people gather in the earth. But if you come to this day and you realize that you were deficient and negligent and unmindful of the first 20 days of Ramadan, then know that your Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Al-Ghafoor. Your Lord is Ar-Rahim. Your Lord is Ar-Rahman. Your Lord is At-Tawwab. Your Lord is Al-Afw. Allah Azza wa Jal, He's the most merciful. He's the forgiving. He's the acceptor of the repentance. Allah pardons the sin. Those are from the names of our Lord Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and those are from the attributes of our Lord. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wants to forgive His servants. Yurid Allahu an yatuba alaykum. Allah wants to forgive you. So the reality is, it's upon us to turn to our Lord in these last 10 days of Ramadan and to be diligent in showing Allah Azza wa Jal that even if we were negligent, that we are sincere in seeking His repentance, Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal will guide us to that. The fact, like I said, the fact that He has allowed us to enter into these last 10 days, which are the best days of Ramadan, the best nights of Ramadan, it shows you that Allah wants good for you. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever struggles in our path, we will guide them to our path. We will guide them to us. So if you struggle, Allah is going to guide you. So I say to my brother and sister in Islam, if the first 20 days were a struggle, if the first 20 days were filled with distractions and that which hindered you from racing toward your Lord, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, don't allow the last 10 days to be the same. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah will not change that which is with the person until they change that which is within themselves. So if you want Allah to change your affair, and indeed Allah wants to change your affair because He has allowed you to reach these 10 days, then change that which is in you. Totally make a change for that which is inside of you, O servant of Allah. Show Allah Azza wa Jalla that you are sincere. إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا يُؤْتِكُمْ خَيْرًا مِمَّا أُخِذَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, if Allah knows in your heart that you are good, if Allah knows in your heart that you are good, Allah will give you better than that which was taken from you. And although that verse was revealed to the believers during the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it applies for the believers until the Yawm al-Qiyamah. If something was taken from you, if you were deficient, if you were negligent, if you fell into the traps of the shaitan, which he placed before the month, in order to make sure that he caught you during the month. In order to make sure that he caught you during the month. So it was taken away from you. إِنْ يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ خَيْرًا. If Allah knows that you have something of good in your heart, He will give you that which is better. He will give you that which is better. The shaitan is very experienced in setting traps if he knows that he's not going to be around to him himself or his troops to guide you astray. He did it with Bani Israel. He told them to do so. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid Bani Israel from fishing on a particular day, it was their sept. Allah forbid them from fishing on Saturday. And it was a test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the days that they would fish, no fish would come to the surface. But on Saturdays when they were forbidden from fishing, the fish would come to the surface. The shaitan came to them and told them, set the traps on Friday. Set the traps on Friday. If you're not going to be present on Saturday when Allah Azza wa Jal forbid you from fishing and from working, then set the traps before time. And that will guarantee you that you will catch your prey. He's very versed in that which he does. So the individual has set up traps before the entering of the month in order to get you tied up, in order to deceive you, in order to make you take a detour from seeking the mercy of Allah in the month of Ramadan. He's very experienced in doing that. But Allah has allowed you, Allah Azza wa Jalla, through his tawfiq, through him wanting good for you, through him wanting to forgive you, through him wanting to have mercy on you, Allah has allowed you to reach these final days, which are the best days of the month. So show Allah Azza wa Jalla that you are sincere. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as is mentioned in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, she said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يجتهد في آخر الأواخر في عشر الأواخر ما لم يجتهد في غيرها. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would be diligent in the last 10 days of Ramadan like he was not diligent in any other day in the month of Ramadan. That is a basis for, that is a platform for us. That is where we establish our platform. It is time for us to be diligent. There's a goal, and all of us are racing toward it, and that is the Jannah of Allah. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّاتٍ عَرْضُهَا عَرْضِ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. As Allah Ta'ala said, and race toward forgiveness from your Lord. And race, Allah describes it as a race. So it is an actual race that we are embarking upon. Allah says, race towards forgiveness for your Lord and a garden which is the size of the heavens and the earth. It has been prepared for the believers. وَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Allah says, and compete in doing good deeds. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. In Surah Al-Anbiya, verily, they used to race toward good deeds. So the way of the believer, someone who is conscious, someone who knows that Allah allowed me to reach this Ramadan and these final 10 days, but He might not allow me to reach the following Ramadan and the following 10 days. I may never see these days again. I may not live to see another Ramadan. So what am I going to show my Lord? In what state do I want to meet my Lord? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-a'malu bi khawatimiha." The actions are based on the final action. The deeds are based on the final action. So if you were deficient in the beginning, and now it's almost time to finish the month, if you show Allah that you're sincere, if you show Allah that you are truthful, and you tighten down and you buckle down and do that which is pleasing to Allah, this is that which Allah would write for you. This is that which Allah would write for you. Allah would write for you the final deed that you performed. So what is going to be your final deed? From amongst the things that it's incumbent upon the believer men and the believing women to take advantage of in these final days is ad-du'a. Is ad-du'a. Is to call on Allah Azza wa Jal from the bottom of your hearts. And to ask Allah Azza wa Jal to rectify your affairs. Call on Allah Azza wa Jal from the bottom of your heart. And ask Allah Azza wa Jal to rectify your affairs. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, in the middle of the verses in which he was discussing the fasting of Ramadan, in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala said, in the middle of the verses before it are about fasting Ramadan. And the verses after it are about fasting Ramadan. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and when my servants ask you about me, verily I am close. I answer the call of the caller. I answer the call of the caller. Our Lord Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He said to His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in between the verses of fasting, which tells you something that the believer should be upon while he's fasting and in the month of Ramadan, and especially in the last few days of Ramadan, is he should be upon dua. It is the weapon of the believer. It is the weapon of the believer. Oh my brothers in Islam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ma anzalallahu da'an illa wa anzala lahu shifa." Allah has not sent a disease except that He has sent a cure. Allah has not sent a disease except that He has sent a cure. Many of us, and I speak of myself first and foremost, many of us, we have a disease. Many of us, we are hindered. Many of us, our sins have caused our hearts to become hardened. Our sins have caused our hearts to become hardened. It's a disease. But Allah has not sent a disease except that He has sent a cure. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, in his book Ad-Da'u wa Ad-Dawa, the disease and the cure, he mentions that the first thing, and keep in mind, Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala wrote that book Ad-Da'u wa Ad-Dawa in response to an individual who approached him and mentioned to him that I have a sin that I constantly perform and that I've tried to turn away from, but I constantly go back to. I feel that if I die upon this sin, that I will be prevented from the mercy of my Lord. I feel it would destruct my dunya. I feel it would destroy my dunya and my hereafter. Ibn Qayyim started his book by saying there is not a disease except that there is a cure. Likewise, he also mentioned the importance of dua. The importance of dua. Allah Ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. Who is the one? Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, who is the one who answers the distressed individual and removes the difficulty? Allah says, who is the one who answers the distressed individual and removes the difficulty? اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ تَضَرُّعًا وَخَوْفًا. Allah Ta'ala says, call on your Lord in despair and in a state of fear. So this is the way of the believer. In these last few days of Ramadan, it's upon you to call on Him. It's upon you to dig deep and to call on your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, knowing that He can change the state of affairs. Al-qulubu bayna usba'ayni min asabi' ar-Rahman yuqallibuha kayfa yasha. The hearts are between the fingers of Allah. He turns them in whichever direction He wishes. He turns them in whichever direction He wishes. But the believer that calls on Allah, the believer that calls upon His names, He is Ar-Rahman, He is Allah, He is Ar-Rahman, He is Al-Ghafoor, He is Al-Ghaffar, He is Al-Tawwab, He is Al-Afu. The believer that calls on Allah and has Tawheed and certainty that Allah Azza wa Jal did not name Himself these names out of jest, but He names themselves those names because of a reason. He wants us to call on Him. Why did Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, as reported in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, why did Aisha come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and say, Ya Rasulullah, لو رأيت أن أدركت ليلة القدر, which is something that we're going to expound on later on. She said, Ya Rasulullah, if you saw, if it took place that I reached Laylatul Qadr, what should I supplicate with? Notice Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, her fiqh. And she was a faqiha. She was very knowledgeable of her religion. It was said about her in Sahih Bukhari, she did not understand, if something reached Aisha, she did not understand it, she would not leave it until she asked the Prophet about it, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and seeking clarity. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, understanding and being informed that one of the greatest things that you can do in the month of Ramadan, and especially in the last 10 days of Ramadan, she said, Rasulullah, Ya Rasulullah, if I reach it, what should I supplicate with? Meaning, supplication is one of the greatest things that you can do. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Kuli Allahumma innaka afuwwun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. You said, O Allah, O my Lord, verily you are the pardoner. You love to pardon, so pardon me. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught her a tremendous supplication. Allah azza wa jal is al-afu. He's the pardoner. Is it the same as Al-Ghafoor? No, it's different. Al-Ghafoor is that you commit a sin, you repent to Allah, and Allah forgives the fact that you sinned. Al-Afu is the one who commits a sin. Al-Afu is Allah, but with regards to the individual, it is the one who commits a sin, and then he asks Allah to pardon it. Allah removes the sin and the traces of the sin as if it never took place. He pardons it. He removes it. Whereas Al-Ghafoor, Allah forgives it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught his wife Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha to say this dua in the final days of Ramadan. Oh my brothers and sisters, it is not for us to despair from the mercy of Allah during these last few days. It is not for us to say, I called on my Lord and my Lord did not answer me. It is not for us to say, I've committed so much wrong. It is not for us to say, I've committed so much wrong that my heart is so black that Allah cannot change my affair. Allah can change your affair. Allahu qadirun ala kulli shay. Allah is able to do all things. Allah is able to do all things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, after mentioning, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ وَلَا تَبَرَّكَ تَعَالَى مَنْشِنْ أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ وَلَا يَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلُ فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدُ فَقَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, do not be like those who were given the books before you and the time passed and their hearts became hard. They turned their backs on the guidance. They turned their backs on the mercy of Allah. They turned their backs on the signs of Allah. They turned their backs on the forgiveness from Allah. So Allah Azza wa Jal hardened their hearts. And then in the very following verse, Allah Ta'ala says, اعلموا أن الله يحيي الأرض بعد موتها. In the very following verse, Allah says, and know, after, and keep in mind, after Allah mentioning the hardening of the hearts because of the people not following the guidance. Yeah, and it's not only for the kuffar. Some of the believers don't follow the guidance. They know it's the month of mercy. They know it's the month of forgiveness. They know. But they have not been able to take advantage of it. They have not been able to take advantage of it. They have not said that I disbelieve in this Quran. But their actions have not turned toward the Quran. وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَحْجُورًا. The messenger said, oh my Lord, the people have migrated away from the Quran. The people have migrated away from the Quran. So the reality is your actions speak louder than your words. Yes, it's possible that an individual has not taken advantage, has not done that which he or she have done, should have done in the month of Ramadan. But then Allah Ta'ala says, اعلموا أن الله, after talking about the hardening of the hearts, which some of us may feel, and may Allah soften our hearts to Iman, soften our hearts to the Quran. Allah says, know with certainty that Allah brings life after. Allah brings life to the earth after it has become barren. Allah brings life to the earth after it has become dead and dry. Why does Allah talk about bringing life to the land and bringing life to the earth after it has become dead and barren? Right after the verse about talking about the hearts which have become hardened. Because if Allah Azza wa Jal can bring life to the land, then indeed Allah can bring life to the hearts of His servants. So with that being the case, an individual in his supplication should dig deep. And like I said, start by knowing your Lord. Who is your Lord? Who is your Lord? Has He not favored you? Has He not blessed you? Favored you with Islam, favored you with Iman, favored you with Sunnah, favored you with Ramadan, favored you with the last 10 days of Ramadan. His blessings are endless. So when you supplicate, think about that. Think about what He has done for you. And dig deep. Because now you need Him to change your affair. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله in Surah Zumar, say to my servants who have wronged themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah Ta'ala says, say to my servants who have wronged themselves, and all of us have wronged ourselves, إِنَّكُمْ تُقْطِعُونَ اللَّيْلَ وَالنَّهَارَ. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned in the Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah said, you sin day and night. La ilaha illallah. We sin day and night. And Allah knows that we do it. Allah says, say to my servants who have wronged themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives. Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. If Allah calls to you, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, oh my, يَا عِبَادِي, Allah Azza wa Jalla calls out to you, oh my servants. Not that Allah is calling on you, that Allah is worshipping you. وَنَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla is calling you to that which benefits you. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Allah says in the Quran, those who believe, answer the call of Allah when He calls you to that which brings you life. Oh, you who believe, answer the call of Allah and His Messenger when they call you to that which brings you life. So Allah is calling His servants, يا عبادي, oh my servants, الذين أسرفوا. Those who have wronged themselves, and indeed all of us have wronged ourselves. Those who are deficient, and those who are upright. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ. We have not given Allah His just due. We have not given Allah His just due. So all of us have wronged ourselves. Allah says, do not despair of the mercy of your Lord. Our Lord Baraka Ta'ala is patient. Our Lord is patient. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِنْ يَنْتَهُوا يُغْفَرْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. Allah is patient with everyone. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, say to those who have disbelieved, if you stop your disbelief, Allah would forgive everything. If you stop your disbelief, Allah would forgive everything. Our Lord Ta'ala is very patient with His servants. You've wronged Him. You knew that Allah Azza wa Jalla is as-sami'. That Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-seeing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَخْفَى عَلَيْهِمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَوِّرُكُمْ فِي الْأَرْحَامِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Nothing is hidden from Allah in the heavens nor in the earth. He is the one that designed you in the wombs of your mother. He is the one who designed you and shaped you in the wombs of your mother. Nothing is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla in the heavens nor in the earth. Luqman said to his son, يَا بُنَيَّ إِنَّهَا إِنْ تَكُنْ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ فَتَكُنْ فِي السَّخْرَةٍ أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَأْتِ بِهَا اللَّهُ. Oh my servants, it can be the size of a mustard seed. It could be in a boulder, the action, no matter what, big or small. It could be in a boulder, action placed inside of a boulder. It could be in the heavens, it could be in the earth, Allah is going to bring it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Nothing is hidden from Allah Azza wa Jalla. يَعْلَمُ قَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنُ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah knows the tricking of the eye and that which is present in the heart. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Does not the one who created you know? So Allah Azza wa Jalla knows what we've done. And He still has allowed us to reach these 10 days. He's patient. You have in the hadith, on the authority of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, he said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ أَصْبَرَ عَلَىٰ أَذَى سَمْعِهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ. There is no one more patient with his hearing than Allah. Show you the patience of your Lord. Not only you, ya ibadallah, not only the Muslims. Allah is even patient with the kuffar. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's no one with regards to that which he hears more patient than Allah. إِنَّهُمْ لَيَدْعُونَ لَهُ وَلَدًا وَأَنَّهُ لَيُعَافِيهِمْ وَيَرْزُقُهُمْ. They claim that he has a son. They call on his son. Imagine Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who created them. Allah is the one that provides for them. Allah is the one that gives them good health and children and wealth, intellect, sight, hearing. Allah has given them all of that. And Allah sees what they do. And day and night they call on saying that He has a son. So verily they claim that Allah has a son, and Allah still overlooks. Allah still, and for this time in this life, Allah overlooks and Allah forgives. And Allah provides. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, of course, Allah ta'ala won't overlook it. So this is the way of the believer. You understand about your Lord, and that's where the Tawheed comes in. That's where the Tawheed comes in. When you understand about your Lord. And that's why it's said by Allah Azza wa Jal, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَ اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Verily, those who fear Allah the most, they are the scholars, people with knowledge. Because they have the Tawheed, they know Allah. How can I disobey him when he's done so much for me? How can I wrong myself when I know that he sees, when I know that he hears, when I know that he calls me to account? مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. There's no statement you say except there's angels writing it down. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ وَعَنِ الْيَسَارِ. When the angels meet, one on the left, one on the right. So there's nothing hidden from Allah. And even with that, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that Allah tells the angels, hold, don't write the action. Don't write the sin right away. May perchance my servant might repent. SubhanAllah. Look what we give to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and look what He gives to us. You have in the hadith of Tirmidhi, on the authority of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'awtani. Oh, the son of Adam, you will not call on me. Wa rajawtani ghafartu laka ala ma kana minak. You will not call on me or seek from me except that I will forgive you. Wa la ubali, and I do not care. I do not care the extent of what you've done. As long as you call on me and you hope from me, I will forgive that which has come from you, and I do not, and I am not concerned. Ya ibn Adam, lo balagat dunubuka anan as-sama thumma astaghfartani ghafartu laka wa la ubali. Oh, the son of Adam, if your sins reach the high heavens and then you sought my forgiveness, I will forgive you. And I do not care. I am not concerned. La ilaha illallah. Allah is saying, no matter what it was, no matter what it is, you turn to Allah, and that's the key. Notice what Allah says. You don't call on me. Hope from me. Seek my forgiveness. The sin don't make a difference what it is. It don't make a difference how you've wronged yourself. As long as you call on me and seek from me, I will forgive you. Ya ibn Adam, law ataytani biqarab al-ard. How many times does Allah Azza wa Jal have to remind us of His forgiveness? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in this hadith al-Qudsi, O son of Adam, if you came to me with the magnitude of the size of the earth in sin, in transgression, ثُمَّ لَقَيْتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكْ بِي شَيْءٍ. And then you came to me with Tawheed. You did not set any partners with me. أَتَيْتُكَ بِقَرَابِهَا مَغْفِرًا. I would come to you with the same amount of forgiveness. You came to me with the earth and sin. Day and night you sinning. Day and night you sinning. Day and night you using the blessings which I have bestowed upon you to disobey me. You're using the sight that I gave you to disobey me. You're using the hearing that I gave you to disobey me. You're using the body that I gave you and I nourish it to disobey me. But I don't care about that. As long as you call on me. As long as you call on me. So this is that which is upon the believer to know his Lord, to establish that Tawheed, to bring it out and turn to your Lord in these final days of the month of Ramadan. That which is upon us, my brothers and sisters, is to show Allah that we mean business. We're sincere. We want it. We want it because we don't know when it's going to come again. We don't know what's going to be written on Laylatul Qadr this year. We don't know. We don't know what's going to happen to us. So we got to show Allah Azza wa Jalla what's in us. It's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, on the authority of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر
أحيى الليل وأيقظ أهله وجد وشد المعزر. Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, she said that when Ramadan entered, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stay up all night. Let's stop before we finish the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stay up all night. Did he stay up in the last 10 days of Ramadan and join this hadith with the hadith that was in Sahih Muslim that Aisha also said radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the Prophet would be diligent in these days like no other days? Just join these hadiths and let's stop it, because this hadith is going to continue, but let's stop right there. He would stay up all night. Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay up all night on Skype and chat with sisters and brothers? Did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay up all night on the internet and look at the news, what's going on in UK, what's going on in America? What are the actors doing? Who's marrying who? Who's divorcing who? Who's cheating on who? Did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do so? Did our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stay up all night on Facebook and chat with sisters? What did you cook today? And what are your kids doing today? And what are you wearing for Eid? And how are you doing? And how's this? And how's that? And how's your family? And what's your plans? And did the Prophet do that sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because the reason why I say it, and it's a sad state of affairs, but a lot of these social networks have destroyed our Ramadan. Many of the social networks have destroyed our Ramadan. And we feel that we're not in sin. We feel that we are not in sin. Because we haven't looked at anything haram. We haven't said anything haram. We just haven't raced toward that which is better. Is it not sufficient that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or is it not sufficient that Jibreel made a dua? Jibreel made a dua and the Prophet said, Ameen. Jibreel. الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْسُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. The malaika, and the best of them, Jibreel, the ones that don't disobey Allah, and they do whatever he tells them to do. وَهُمْ بِأَمْرِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. And verily they do that which Allah tells them to do. They don't disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla. Jibreel made a dua. رَغِمَ أَنْ. Jibreel made a dua. May the one who Ramadan enters and leaves, may the one who reaches the month of Ramadan and he's not forgiven, may his nose be wiped with dust. That's the dua of Jibreel. The best of the malaika. And the Ameen, which is O Allah answer. Ameen, O Allah answer. That came from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's not sufficient enough to let you know that you've done something wrong. If you have spent a good portion of your time on YouTube, Skype, WhatsApp, Facebook, this, that, in the month of Ramadan, it is not sufficient for you to know that if the month goes out and you're not forgiven for your sins, that the Prophet, that the angel Jibreel supplicated against you and the Prophet said, Ameen. Are you going to sit comfortably knowing that the angel Jibreel supplicated against you and the Prophet said, Ameen? What are the chances of that dua being accepted? What are the chances? So the reality is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would stay up all night. Yes, he would stay up all night. These are nights that I can't let pass by. I need Allah these nights. You had the hadith of Abu Hurairah where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah azza wa jal, the one who's in no need of his creation, Allah Azza wa Jal, who's in no need of his creation, descends to the last sky, the third portion of the night. هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلٍ هَلْ مِنْ دَاعِي هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ. Is there anyone asking? I can answer. Is there anyone calling? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness? Allah, who's in no need of anything we have. Allah is in no need of anything we have. But he comes down in a manner which is befitting. We don't know how, but he comes down every night. Is there anyone calling on me? Is there anyone requesting from me? Is there anyone seeking forgiveness? Allah is looking for you to turn to him. So if this is the case, and this is throughout the year, then what is the case of Ramadan? Then what is the case of Ramadan?
It's even greater. And the last 10 days of Ramadan, which are even better. So the Prophet, he did not compromise. He would stay up at night, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَأَيْقَذَ أَهْلَهُ Continuing the hadith, she said, and he would wake up his family. Allahu Akbar. What does this tell you? This tells you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on something. He was on a path, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made sure everyone around him was also on that path. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يأمرون. Oh, you who believe, save yourselves and your family from the hellfire, whose fuel is men in stone. ملائكة guard it. They don't disobey Allah. This is the Prophet implementing that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on a vibe, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in terms of his ibadah, and he wanted to make sure everyone around him was on the same thing. That's how you help yourself. That's how you assist yourself. If everyone around you in your household is striving, it makes the journey easier. It makes the journey easier. But if you yourself are isolated, while your children, your wife is on Facebook, your children are on YouTube, your grandfather is reading the newspaper in the month of Ramadan, in the last few days of Ramadan, then it's a form of isolation that does not assist you in your ibadah. But when everyone is on it, the house becomes a house of iman. The environment becomes an environment of iman. The environment becomes the environment of taqwa. This is that which is needed. This was the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned that Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, even outside of Ramadan, he would pray a portion of the night, and then he would wake up his family. He would say, As-salat, as-salat, wa'mur ahlaka bis-salat. Umar ibn Khattab would pray a portion of the night, and then he would wake up his family. Come on, come on, pray, pray, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's seek nearness to our Lord, tabarak wa ta'ala. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would implement this. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would wake up his family, his wives, his children. Let's get up, let's pray, let's race toward our Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can enter into his everlasting paradise. Likewise, she said, wajad, he was serious. Washad al-mi'azar, he tied his izar, meaning he didn't have relations with his wives anymore. And the reality is, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, realized these type of things can wait. I gotta put that which is priority. The shaitan is about to be let go. I need to get as far ahead as possible. We mentioned in the beginning of the lecture that it is an actual race. Allah described it as a race. سَارِعُوا وَاسْتَبِقُوا إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ It's a race. There's a track. Other believers are on it. The goal is Jannah. The goal is Jannah. The shaitan is locked. You can run, ya Ibadullah, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah. You can run now. He's locked away. He can't put traps. He can't dig holes. He can't hold your collar. He can't point to a deviant detour. He can't do any of that. Are you going to sit and wait for him to become untied? Are you going to sit? Are you going to be from amongst those individuals when the shaitan is unleashed? You are right beside him, having not gained any land. You haven't raced. You haven't moved forward. You haven't even walked. Know that if you are from amongst those that are sitting on these social networks or on your phone, wasting time, then you will be from amongst those that the shaitan is pleased with. He will be pleased with you because you didn't get anywhere. You did not get anywhere. He has troops, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Isra. وَاسْتَفْسِدْ مَنْ اسْتَطَاعْتَ بِصَوْتِكَ وَاجْرِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكَ وَرَجْلِكَ Allah said to the shaitan, guide astray whomever you may guide astray with your voice. And send after them your troops who are on foot, and send after them your troops who are on horseback. Why on foot? Why on horseback? Because there are believers that are not moving. There are believers from amongst us. May Allah forgive us all. There are believers that are from amongst us that are not walking very fast. So I don't need a shaitan to come up to me on horseback because I'm not walking anyway. So he sends one who's walking. He sends one who's walking. As far as the ones that are on riding, on horseback, why? Because there's believers that are getting it on. There's believers that are going and racing. So a troop can't be sent on foot. A troop has to be sent on horseback. And the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they mentioned in their explanation of this verse, they said, he sends his troops in every single form and manner. If you're moving quick, he's going to send quick troops. If you're moving slow, he's going to get you from any manner possible. So this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that which is desirable, that which is attractive to us, our wives, the Prophet would not approach his wives. He would make i'tikaf sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we're going to discuss that in brief. Another thing that's upon the believer is to be diligent in the night prayer. To be diligent in the night prayer. تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Allah mentioned in Surah Al-Sajda, their sides did not touch the beds. And this is outside of Ramadan. So imagine in Ramadan, their sides did not touch the beds. They supplicated to their Lord with fear and seeking from Him. They supplicated to their Lord. This is the way of the believer. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said to one of the tabi'een, Abdullah bin Qais, she says, لا تدع قيام الليل فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان لا يدع. She said, don't abandon standing at night. For verily the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would never abandon standing at night. وَإِذَا مَرِضَ أَوْ كَسَلَ صَلَّ قَائِدًا. If the Prophet was sick or if he was fatigued, he would pray sitting. She said, don't leave it. Don't ever leave it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about Abdullah bin Umar, نِعْمَ الرَّجُلْ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ لَوْ كَانَ يَكُومُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, what a great man Abdullah bin Umar is, if only he would stand at night. This shows you that standing at night is something serious. Abdullah bin Umar, when he heard that from the Prophet said that I'm a wonderful man, if only I would stand at night. Abdullah bin Umar said after that he never left the night without Qiyam al-Layl. You had in the hadith, in Tirmidhi, authenticated by Shaykh al-Bani, rahimahullah ta'ala, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِقِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. You should pray at night. فَإِنَّهُ دَعْبُ الصَّالِحِينَ. It is the way of the righteous. وَقُرْبَةٌ إِلَى رَبِّكُمْ. It is that which gets you closer to Allah. وَمُكَفِّرَةٌ لِلسَّيِّئَاتِ. It is that which removes the sin. وَمَنْحَاتٌ عَنِ الْإِذْرِ. It is that which prevents the sin. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Look at the benefit for you. Look at the benefit for you. It is the way of the righteous. It is the nearness to your Lord. It removes the sins. It prevents the sins. Yes, it prevents the sins. How does Qiyam al-Layl prevent the sin? It prevents the sin because when a person stands in his prayer at night, as Ibn Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, about the khalwa. He mentioned about the khalwa, how a person has to be alone and reflect over his Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, the Qiyam al-Layl allows you to establish a relationship so strong with your Lord that you are extremely shy to disobey Him in the day. You are extremely shy to disobey Him in the daytime. And you get such a love for it that you will never leave it off. That you will never leave it off. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as is reported in the Sunan of Abi Dawood and others on the authority of Abu Huraira, rahimallahu rajulan, may Allah have mercy upon a man, قام من الليل فصلى وأيقظ امرأته فإن أبت نضح في وجهها ما. May Allah have mercy on a man who stands in prayer at night and prays. And he wakes up his wife. And if she refuses, he sprinkles water on her face. May Allah have mercy on this man. May Allah have mercy on this woman. The Prophet is supplicating for you. He's supplicating for you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, in the Sunan of Abi Dawud, on the authority of Abu Huraira, And Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, Qudri, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَيْخَذَ رَجُلُ أَحْلَهُ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ فَصَلَّيَا. If a man wakes his family up at night, لا إله إلا الله. We have difficulty waking up at night. Here we are giving advice from our Prophet, for ourselves, for our souls. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah has only sent him as a mercy to mankind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, عِزَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, he was very عِزَّةً عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ عَذِلَّةً عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very staunch against the kuffar, and he was very gentle with the believers. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفَ الرَّحِيمَ. He was merciful with the believers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, if a man wakes up at night and he wakes his family, and they pray, him and his wife, they pray. And even if they pray rak'atayn, أَوْ صَلَّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ جَمِيعًا, if they only pray two rak'at together, كُتِبَ فِي الذَّاكِرِينَ وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, Allah would write them as those who remembered Allah much from the men and the women. So this tells you what should be the way of the believer. We should not leave it off. We should not abandon the prayer at night, especially in the month of Ramadan. So, because of that, we had in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man qama Ramadan, whoever stands Ramadan with faith and seeking reward, Allah will forgive all of his sins." The Prophet didn't distinguish between major and minor. Some of the scholars say, "No, this is the minor, and the major need tawbah." But indeed, even if you that which you should be doing if you pray at night is making tawbah, and we're going to talk about that in brief. So if you stand in Ramadan, faith, seeking a reward, and I will forgive you your sins. وَمَنْ قَامَ لَيْلَةَ الْقَدْرِ, whoever stands the night of decree, faith, seeking a reward, Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will forgive him his sins. And does that mean that an individual has to memorize the Quran in order for him to stand at night? No. No. A person can stand at night, as is mentioned from some of the Salaf, will stand at night in one verse. إِن تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادِكَ. The statement of Allah Ta'ala in Surah, the statement of Allah in the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, the statement of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, if you punish them, they're your servants. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam stood at night, if I'm not mistaken, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam or one of the Salaf stood at night on this one verse, reflecting over it. Reflect over it. A person can stand in one verse, two verses, three verses. It's not important the amount. What's important is my sincerity. What's important is my drive. That's what's important. My Lord doesn't look at the amount. So this is that which is upon the believer. This is that which is upon us to understand. Even it's mentioned that Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she used to have a young boy lead her and the other women in her home. And he used to read from the Mus'haf. So this is another benefit. You can even read from the Qur'an. Stand, Ya Allah, Ya Ibadallah, stand. Stand for your Lord, Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And you had those from amongst the Salaf, when it was said to them, why do you stand so much? And we know when it was said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why do you stand so much at night? Your feet are bleeding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be grateful? Look what Allah gave me. I'm a prophet, I'm a messenger, أَنَا خَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ, I'm the seal of the prophets. Allah showed me hellfire, Allah showed me Jannah. Should I not be a grateful servant? But when it was said to some of the Salaf, how do you stand at night? I believe Hassan al-Basri, if I'm not mistaken, how do you stand? Why do you stand so much at night? He said, I stand now, so I don't have to stand so long on the Day of Judgment. Al-jaza'u bi-jins al-amal. Al-jaza'u al-ihsani illa al-ihsan. Is not the reward for a deed, is that Allah is going to be good to you. So you stand in this life, Allah is going to make the next standing easy for you. So this is that which we should be upon. Another thing that can be mentioned is, in these last few days, it's upon us to seek out Laylatul Qadr. And how do we seek out Laylatul Qadr? Is it just that we are lazy for the next 9 days, but we just wait for one night and we become diligent on that night? No. That's not what's intended. It's a tremendous night. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It's better than 1,000 months, which is the equivalent of 83 years of ibadah. But how did the Prophet do it? He just was diligent in all nights, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was diligent in all nights, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that which is mentioned in Laylatul Qadr, تَنْزِلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمَرٍ. The angels descend in this night. So one of these nights is going to be special. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir mentioned in his tafsir, he said, يُكْفُرُ أَوْ يَكْفُرُ تَنَزُلُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَ لِكَثْرَةِ بَرَكَتِهَا. More angels come down this night, because this night is filled with blessings. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَنْزِلُونَ مَعَ تَنَزُلِ الْبَرَكَةِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ. Angels come down with mercy and forgiveness. Yes, the angels come down with mercy and forgiveness. كَمَا يَتَنَزَّلُونَ عِنْدَ تِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ. The angels also descend when the Qur'an is being recited. وَيُحِيطُونَ بِحِلَكِ الذِّكَرِ. And the angels surround the gatherings of knowledge. All of that is in the month of Ramadan. All of that is in the last 10 days. All of that is on Laylatul Qadr. We need the mercy of our Lord. We need the angels to surround us. And that, although we're going to talk about it in brief, but that also tells you the importance of i'tikaf. That also shows you the importance of i'tikaf, because i'tikaf is when you stay in the masjid and you dedicate some time to Allah. A night, 2 nights, 3 nights, 5 hours, 6 hours. Because the angels descend. The buyutillah, the houses of Allah, tilawatul Quran, the angels descend. So this is that which we are in need of. The rest of the year we're surrounding ourselves with shayateen. The rest of the year we're surrounding ourselves with jinns. We're surrounding ourselves with shaitans, humans, bad companions, people that speak evil, people that encourage us with evil, people that call us to evil. The rest of the year we are, day and night, we're around shayateen. And now Allah has locked them up and allowed us to be in the company of the malaik. Or allow the malaik to be in our company. What are you going to work for, O servant of Allah? So this is that which an individual should be conscious of. And like we said, the dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Aisha, O Allah, you are the pardoner. You love to pardon. Allah loves to pardon. And He's in no need of us. لَأَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ وَآخِرُكُمْ وَإِنْتُكُمْ وَجِنُّكُمْ كَانُوا عَلَىٰ أَتْقَى قَلْبِ رَجْلٍ وَاحِدٍ مَا زَادَ ذَلِكَ فِي مُلْكِ شَيْءٍ. The hadith of Abu Dharr al-Ghafari. Sahih Muslim, when the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith al-Qudsi, if the first of you, the last of you, the jinn and the humans, if all of you from the time of Adam until Yawm al-Qiyamah, if all of you had the most pious of hearts, it don't increase in that which Allah has. It does not increase in that which Allah has. So Allah is in no need of you, but He's kept back your enemy so that you can reach your goal, so that you can race towards forgiveness. Allah wants to enter you into His Jannah. So, O Allah, you love it. Verily, you are the pardoner. You love to pardon, so pardon me. Does it mean that a person needs to know what exact night Laylatul Qadr is on? No. The Salaf of the past, rahimahullah ta'ala, they mentioned it doesn't need, you, as long as you're doing what you need to do that night, regardless of whether you know it's the night or not, it's accepted from you. The ibadah is that which is important. The ibadah is that which is important. So this is another thing that we should be upon. Another thing that we can perform in these last 10 nights is i'tikaf, sticking to the masjid. Sticking to the masjid. It's reported in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim on the authority of Ibn Umar. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتكف العشر الأواخر من رمضان. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make i'tikaf. And Ibn Qayyim رحمه الله تعالى in Zad al-Ma'ad, he mentions the importance of i'tikaf. He said from the benefits, because i'tikaf is that you remove yourself from any and all types of distractions so that you can focus on your travel, your journey to Allah. So this is that which should be present when we make i'tikaf. Not that we commit ourselves to the masjid, but we're talking to the brothers, hanging out, talking to the sisters. Because verily, from the sunnah of the women of the Prophet ﷺ is that they used to make i'tikaf. وَاتَّكَفَتْ وَاعْتَكَفَتْ أَزْوَاجُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ. The hadith, and his wives used to make i'tikaf after him. Yes, remove yourself from everyone. pray, read Quran, make dua, be patient, and remove yourself from everyone. It's not about talking now. It's not about these social networks. It's not about my Facebook page. It's not about what my homegirl is cooking tonight for iftar and all that other stuff. It's not about that. It's about I need to reach this goal. And because of that, Ibn Qayyim said, so there's a fine difference. He said, there's a clear difference between the i'tikaf of the Prophet and the present day i'tikaf of the people. And Ibn Qayyim, rahimahullah ta'ala, lived hundreds of years ago. He lived hundreds of years ago. When there was no Facebook, Skype, WhatsApp, Viber, this, that, YouTube, none of that was present. Internet, none of that was present. And he said, there's a clear difference between what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do in i'tikaf and what people do today. You enter into the house of Allah azza wa jalla, fi buyutillah, adhin Allah. This is the nur of Allah. In Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the example of His light. Allahu nur samawati wal ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. The example of His light. The example of His light. And Allah mentions about the lantern and the lantern being lit without even fire coming close to it. It is like a star in the sky. It is like a star in the sky. And then Allah Ta'ala says, "Fi buyutin, adhina Allahu an yuzkara fiha ismuhu, yusabbihu lahu fiha bil ghuduwi wal asar." Allah Ta'ala says, this light of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is like a gleaming star, which is like a lantern that doesn't even need fire to be lit, the light of the heavens and the earth, Allah says, in the houses of Allah, in which His name is mentioned, He glorified day and night. Individuals that do not allow trade, anything to distract them from the mercy of Allah. They establish the prayer, they give the zakat, they hope for the mercy from their Lord. So this is that which should be taking place. This is that which we should be on. There is a means for us. Allah has taken away the enemy. Now let's take away all other distractions. It's very, very clear. Allah has taken away the enemy who will be unleashed after 9 days. Let's take away all the other distractions. The permissible distractions. But the distractions that have no priority in these last days. Remove them from your life. That which we should be upon, my brothers and sisters, is sincere tawbah. Allah Ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha." O you who believe, repent to Allah a sincere repentance. A sincere repentance. A sincere repentance. Wa tubu ila Allahi jami'an ayyuhal mu'minun la'allakum tuflihun. Repent to Allah, all of you, so that you may be successful. So Allah wants us to repent. What are the conditions? Many of us know. To regret. To make the firm intention never to return. To stop the sin. And some of us say, we've done that. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan, we've done that. But let's talk about that. Those of us that have locked away and put our DVD, our movies, the movies that some of us deem to be halal because there's no naked women. Although there's still alcohol, although there's still women that are uncovered, although there's still music, although there's still this, although there's still that. We put those away. We store them away. And we say, Ramadan, we're repenting. How is that repentance? You stop the sin? Okay, so you stop the sin. You stop it. You're not watching the videos anymore. You're not watching that which is displeasing to Allah anymore. But this not, the next condition is that you make the firm intention never to return to the sin. Afwan, did I get lost somewhere? When you put away your DVDs and you put them in storage, why are you storing them? You store something you intend to go back to. You store something you intend to go back to. When you have an account on some page on the internet that doesn't bring any khair in your life and in fact has brought you sin, kept you up at night, haven't been able to get up for Fajr, seen things that are not permissible, heard things that are not permissible, contacted people that are not permissible, and you just haven't signed in the month of Ramadan. So you have made the firm intention never to return to the sin. No, you just put the sin on pause. You haven't deleted the account. You haven't deleted the contacts. You just didn't sign in. How do you deal with your Lord? مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what's wrong with you? How do you judge your affairs? How do you judge? What مَا لَكُمْ How do you judge your affairs? وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ You have not given Allah His due. Is that how you treat your Lord? Allah doesn't know that you still have the account. Allah doesn't know that you've locked the DVDs away. Allah Azza wa Jal doesn't know those things. So the way of the believer is that you have to fulfill these conditions of Tawbah. You have to regret the sin. You have to remove it from your life. Make a firm decision to remove sin from your life. Delete the accounts. Delete the contacts. Drop the website. Drop the page. If it's such a fitna for you, get rid of whatever. The way of the believer is that they remove from around them whatever distracts them from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. وَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا Whoever fears Allah, Allah makes a way for them. مَنْ تَرَكَ شَيْئًا لِلَّهِ عَوَّدَهُ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِنْ Whoever leaves something for Allah, Allah gives you that which is better. Do you fear? And that's from the tricks of the shaitan. You fear not having contacts. You fear not having a friend. You fear not having things to do in your time. If you get rid of these distractions, whoever leaves something for Allah, Allah will give you that which is better. If you leave it for Allah, Allah will give you Quran. If you leave it for Allah, Allah will give you Rahmah. If you leave it for Allah, Allah will give you good companions. If you leave it for Allah, Allah would give life to your heart after it has died. Why would we fear giving something up for Allah? So this is something that we need to be upon. The reality, my brothers and sisters, is that these last few days of Ramadan are tremendous. And our Lord is great. And our Lord has been good to us. And we are in need of Him and He is in no need of us. It is upon us to take advantage. It is upon us to be diligent. It is upon us to struggle. Read the Quran. Fast. Pray at night. Make a dua. Give charity. Enjoin the good, forbid the evil. Wake up your family. Start from now. While the shaitan is still locked away for another 9 days, start from now. Do not be from those people. When he is unleashed, that you're standing right beside him, having not gained any ground. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being amongst those individuals who are not mindful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to benefit from these last few days of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who have been forgiven these last few days of Ramadan. May Allah azza wa jal accept our fasting. May Allah azza wa jal accept our standing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength to stand and the strength to supplicate and the strength to recite the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and our families. Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira.